Wall Street gets a blank check, but Main Street can't borrow a dime. Public employees get a free pass, while the private sector picks up their tab. Who's fighting for business, and how do we turn things around? Welcome back to the second hour of Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing, only on News Radio 750 KXL.
And welcome back from halftime for the second half hour of Business Briefing. We are live and local 7 minutes now after 5 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon on News Radio 750 KXL. I'm Brian Bushlack. In studio with us now, Joseph Chaplick, the president of Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. Joe, thanks for joining us on a Sunday afternoon. You know, I've been previewing this throughout the first hour, excited for this segment because I know so many of our listeners out there are into real estate investing, and the last couple of years have been very challenging for many people out there in the residential market. As I mentioned in our first hour, though, the apartment market in Portland is so unique, and there are some huge opportunities in this market. Why don't you kind of give us an overview of the Portland market and what makes it so special?
Perfect. Thanks for having me in again this weekend, Brian.
You bet.
And talking about the apartments. Great question. Here's what's going on in the apartment market in Portland. First of all, it's one of the best apartment markets in the nation. Okay, and the reason is it's one of the lowest apartment vacancy rates in the nation. And when you compile that with no new construction, population growth, huge demand, no supply, you get a lot of happy owners of apartment buildings because they are producing. If you look at kind of the market here in the last couple years, 2008 was the peak. It had a lot of volume, a lot of sales transactions. 2009, there was about 85 sales transactions in the multifamily, which is 5+ units on the apartment market. It was about $285 million in volume, sales volume. In 2010, there was a little bit of an increase, about 25% increase on the transactions, about 105 total transactions, and in sales volume, about an 85% increase, up to about $585 million. And so 2010 was a little bit better than 2009, but still a low year in sales volume and sales transactions. But, you know, great opportunities out there. It's just there's not a lot of movement. And with the Portland market where it is today with low vacancies, the cap rates are somewhere around a 7.75%, which is the rate of return if you paid all cash for these buildings. Very strong investments, very safe, low risk. You don't have these waves of high vacancies like you do in other markets. And that's what's been driving the apartment market. It's one of the favorite sectors of investors in, you know, investing in the real estate market. It's the commercial multifamily product.
Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate in studio here on Business Briefing. How much of a factor has the urban growth boundary been in preventing the construction of new apartments? You know, we saw so much residential construction over the past decade. It almost feels to me, and I'm not an expert like you are, but it feels like the apartment market kind of got pushed to the back burner, and really there were very few, if any, new complexes built in the last 10 years or so.
Correct. And, you know, the urban growth boundary really helps the city of Portland with the apartment market really retain that value and with the demand where they don't overbuild. In the last couple of years, as you know, the banking industry just does not loan on, you know, construction loans, conduit loans. They're just obsolete. So what you have here is you have no developers building anything, you know, and the dirt that they're looking to buy, you know, the values have come down, but they were really high in value throughout the years because of the urban growth boundary. I mean, they're valuable pieces of land. But even with the press value, banks aren't loaning. And so if they're not loaning, contractors aren't building. And if contractors aren't building, you know, typically there's 4,000 units a year being pulled to build. Last few years, there's probably been less than 400, 500. I think last year was the most, around 700 units. So we're down 80 to 90% on a yearly average of apartment units being built. And what that creates is a huge demand on this market, especially in the next couple of years when the economy picks up. You know, and when you compile that with Oregon's one of the highest unemployment states, and we still have a 4% vacancy rate here in Portland for the apartment.
Pretty amazing.
Occupancy.
Yeah.
You know, the vacancy rate's 4%. So when you compile that with, again, economy turning around, no new construction for the last 3-4 years, and it's going to take a few years to actually get back to that, you know, pre-recession 4,000 units a year. There's going to be a strong demand in 2012, 2013 for these apartment owners, you know, to not capitalize, but actually, you know, raise rents because that's what the market is doing. And with rents, increases the income. With increased income, you know, you have a value system to the apartment building. And when you put the cap rate to it, and the cap rate will probably go up in the near future because the interest rates are going to be going up, and that all factors into the value of these apartments. But, you know, I believe we may see a $50 to $70 rent increase on the average within the next 24 months throughout the city.
That's good to hear. Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate in studio, website josephbernard.net. Now, I know we want to get to a recap of 2010 and a preview of 2011 here in just a bit. But before I do, for our listeners out there who are interested in investing in apartments, I know you've got a couple different, makeups of clientele. You've got folks out there who may have been into the residential market and got burned. You've also got another sector of people out there who may own a four unit or a, you know, something kind of where they've had a little bit of that experience dabbling in having a few mm-hmm. units, looking to step up. And you got people who have, you know, maybe the 8 unit, 10, 12 kind of unit, who are maybe they have several of those and they're looking to move up. What's the focus for those people? I mean, let's break it down, each one of those sectors. Let's start with somebody who's owning residential or owned residential and maybe saying, you know what, I'm tired of residential. I want to move into apartments or I want to expand my portfolio. What do you tell them?
Well, you know, we help every client that comes to us. And if there's a need that they have and we can help them, we will. Sometimes we have the investors that come to us, we just can't help. And in the segment that you're talking about, the lower number of unit holders, residential, duplex, triplex, condos, residential housing, there's not much they can do. They don't have a lot of equity if they bought at the wrong time, and moving their equity into another asset sometimes is limited. They're almost stuck with holding what they have. And so that is really the cause of why there's less transactions in mm-hmm. today's market, because there's no entry point for a new investor to come in, buy a smaller unit, and have that seller roll their equity into a larger unit. And that just creates a trickle-up domino effect where you get multiple transactions with one buyer coming into the market. So that isn't moving as much.
Okay.
The next level, you have the apartment owner, owns maybe a couple units, a couple buildings, you know, 20 to 80 units, and they're looking to move their equity. And so they put their property on the market, they have good equity in it, we help them sell it. We find a buyer, they take their equity. Is it better served in another building? Yes. They move it to a bigger building and they create a transaction. So when you take out that first layer I just discussed, there's not a lot of buyers moving up. So the buyers that are looking to purchase, you know, 30 unit building, they're going to need about, you know, $400,000 to $600,000. So either they have it in, you know, some funds, they sold maybe a property that they had some equity in, or, you know, they have cash on the curb and they're usually looking for really distressed opportunities to get the best deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay, let's shift gears now. Let's take a look back at 2010. You touched mm-hmm. on this off the top of the show. How did the year end up? And as we transition here, we're 45 plus days into the new year. How are things going this year?
You know, this year they're doing well. We actually closed 4 transactions this year for the market in 2011. And I guess if I recap 2010 again, there was about 100 sales transactions, $525 million in volume. This year, there's 14 sales. We've completed 4 of those. We actually have 21 listings. We have 8 sales pending right now. And, you know, those should be closing in the next 30 to 60 days. So we're, you know, working hard and keeping, you know, the market moving. And we believe we're market makers. So we're out there every day hustling and making calls. And there's a good feel to the market right now. A lot of investors are listening and they're engaging and they're doing something in the market today.
And only a minute left here in this segment, but I want to point out, apartments, that's all you do. It's not just commercial, it's apartments.
Correct. We're commercial apartment brokers helping clients build wealth through apartment investing. And, you know, 5-plus units is commercial, but we do help clients with the duplex, triplex, fourplex, which would be considered residential multifamily.
Okay, good stuff. Joseph Chaplick from Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate in studio. If you'd like to learn more, great website too. Highly recommended from so many clients out there. The website is josephbernard.net, and check out that website. We'll give out Joe's more of his contact information, phone number, when we come back from the break, and also talk about the opportunities to shift IRA money through self-directed IRAs into apartment complexes. something a lot of people don't even know they can do. We'll talk about that coming up next on Business Briefing.